Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm Gaius Germanicus, and I are pondering signs of government troubles. One government trouble, not obvious, but it's there, is the emperor's a power of concentration and memory. The emperor is senior. For all emperors, he's senior, Mr. Trump. And he seems to have a very short attention span and not to be slowed down by anything at all. He keeps going. The pace is frantic. That can be a sign of an aging brain. It can be the sign of a young man's brain who's just, at this moment, filled with adrenaline and confidence. Okay, I can't choose. I'm not doing psychology here, but there are dangers in an aging emperor's brain. We lived through it. We, the Romans, lived through it. Tiberius was a troubled dictator. And when he came to the office, he lost interest. At some point, he just lost interest and designated power to others back in Rome. Now, that doesn't seem to be the model Mr. Trump's following. Instead, he's following something more difficult to determine. I don't have a name for it. He's restless, and he jumps from subject to subject. I'm not sure that it's a bad thing, Germanicus. Have you decided?
People accuse Mr. Trump of being unself-aware, but I think in one central existential aspect, he is acutely self-aware 24/7. And that awareness is that there is only so much time left for him to make the mark that he knows he must leave to be able to pass on, as it were. And so he's driven by a tremendous, brutal urgency, which I think helps to explain his restlessness and his energy. And there are several achievements that he is committed to achieving, to place the U.S. again on a firm and stable fiscal position, to not simply control the border, but to, you know, purge the invasion that occurred under Mr. Biden. The third would be to, as he's done, he's ended DEI, and well, there's still much work to be done, but DEI really stands for the corrosion in the core principle of the U.S., which is equality under the law and equality of opportunity. And he understands, as many do, that was in danger of being forever destroyed. But there's a final element that I think is essential. That is to have a marquee achievement. And of course, that's true of every president since the presidency itself became an imperial presidency under Woodrow Wilson, with a short period where the Hardings and Coolidges didn't worry so much about that. But since FDR especially, there's been this sense that, you know, the president is the direct choice divine choice to lead. And the if the world can't be redeemed, then it must be the U.S. itself. And so blue tends to be in the world redeemer aspiration, and red seems to be the non-neocon red, which is really most red, seeks to leave America secure and unassailable, and to the extent we can achieve this, more happy. So that resonates with our own founder, Mr. Washington.
Yes, but what we're observing now is, I said restlessness, it's a frantic pace.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't have a sense of proportion. It jumps from headlines about show business to opinions of almost anything cultural, including the Kennedy Center, to weighing invasion of Venezuela, to sending back channel negotiations to Lavrov.
Well, it's
disorder.
Yeah, on the surface, of course. And so he is living in a chaotic swirl of one thing after the other all day and most of the night. But I'm confident that he has at least this understanding of what he must do if he doesn't have an actual course of action that he's thought through. The concern I would have would be more physiological, and that is that the stress of his pace combined with his age will catch up with him. Now, Trump is a lot luckier. Mr. Trump's a lot luckier than Mr. Biden. He caught up to Mr. Biden while he was vice president, and then it was pathetic. With Mr. Trump, he sustained the onslaughts, but those took a toll. At some level, they took a toll. And so I would imagine that the actual physical decline will become more and more pronounced. And the issue there is that it will cloud his judgment.
You don't sound worried at this point.
Not at this point, but at some point, he may become more impulsive. He may become desperate and lash out. And he, of course, has the power to do that.
So, and what about the revenge cycles? It's trite, indicting former directors of this and that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't come to anything. It's not about the future. It's not about his job. It's not about the American people. It's certainly not about the cost of living.
Yeah, I understand. But every emperor has undertaken purges like that against enemies. And everyone remembers that Gaius Julius Caesar forgave Brutus, right? And he pardoned all these people, and then what happened? And this is there's all of this aspect of triumph and tragedy. I don't know of any leader in the position of our emperor who has not pursued that policy.
Okay. I'm not convinced.
How so? Who in our lifetime or within our ambit or orbit of memory has refrained from that sort of action?
I know of no comparable revenge cycle under Eisenhower.
Well, Eisenhower never suffered, though, and never went through the kind of torments that Mr. Trump has.
I accept the fact that there's predicate. I'm looking at disproportionate actions.
Yeah. I think
having a fleet on Venezuela and indicting a member of the last administration for misconduct are not the same efforts.
Well, one concern I have, and this is more than a concern, as we drift into an emperor system, is that what you see in places like Brazil, where the president is headed for prison after he leaves office, and then if he gets back into office, he will go after his predecessor and put him in prison, is one of the key markers of the collapse of a republic and its easy push into civil war. When that starts happening, the conflict, the fighting is not far away.
Germanicus is Makovleos. I am John Batchelor Gaius. We're off to the theater, but it's cold tonight. I hope they have the heat up and they get those flames written. And they try to pump hot air underneath the stands, but it's not very successful. 21st century knows how to do that. First century AD does not. And I'm told there's an entertainment tonight, but it was not on the bill, so it might have been more of that karaoke singing that we're getting. You know, singing tributes to Boudica and that sort of thing. The Brits are foolish about Boudica. They're still talking about her 2,000 years later. Yes, we can find the burnt layer in Londinium. We understand it happened once upon a time. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. Thank you for joining us live. We didn't come to any conclusions tonight. We're observing along the way. Are we a republic? Or are we an empire? And are we in transition? And will there be violence? Thank you.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.